Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Island World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And we're going to pretend we're on the island of Rhodes, which it turns out half of London knows about Rhodes. I didn't. This is a paradise you fly to in the Mediterranean for your summer holiday. That would be July and August. Remember, Europe likes long vacations. And good for them. Right now, Rhodes has been the center of interest in London. And if you follow the international news, because of wildfires. Wildfires are a story that translate to Australia, to California, to Canada. We're living with the summer of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. These are said to be associated with climate change. In this instance, there's a heat wave over all of Europe. 42 degrees centigrade plus in the Black Sea Basin. More than that in Spain. More than that in Italy, although torrential rains as well. In other words, disordered weather. Rhodes is the focus for London because there's evacuation underway, or is there? Joe, I mention this because so many Londoners seem to go to Rhodes for holiday. Did you know about this? Is this a secret kept in London that Rhodes is a paradise?
Oh, well, I think that certainly that part of the world is very popular with British vacationers. You know, anywhere in Greece or Turkey along the Mediterranean at this time of year. And one of the reasons that people are particularly focused on this at the moment is that the summer vacation season just began here a week or so ago. All of the schools are finally out of session. British schools tend to run through the first part of July. And so I think that certainly people's vacation plans take on a new sense of urgency now that the vacation period is here. I think that there is also a lot of talk about these unusually hot weather conditions, and it is unusual, although I think that there is this tendency to connect it to the climate change debate in ways that are a little difficult to bear out, because, I mean, this kind of heat is not that unusual historically, so far as we know. And, you know, various forest fires or floods or natural disasters also are not that unusual. So I think that one of the things that this is bringing into focus is the fact that people have been so focused on trying to deal with this problem by controlling the climate through this very indirect mechanism of controlling carbon dioxide emissions and all of the rest of that, they have fallen way behind on investments to mitigate some of the practical effects of warmer weather. So, I mean, the air conditioning is woefully inadequate in a lot of these places. I was in Madrid reporting when the temperatures were getting into the 90s and low hundreds Fahrenheit there. And I can tell you that a lot of the air conditioning is not up to the challenge. And so that is a big part of the reason why then you have concerns about health problems arising from this. It's because they misdirected so much of, you know, investment into long-term changes in carbon emissions. They have overlooked investments that could just make it easier for people to cope with a week or two of hot weather.
How is it in London, Joe? Because last summer you had a heat wave come through. Is it staying away this summer?
It's been unusually mild here. In fact, I was wearing a sweater into the office the other day in July, which just goes to show that it's difficult to make any sweeping conclusions here. There's a heat wave in some parts of continental Europe, but this summer feels unusually cool and wet here in the UK.
Finally, Just Stop Oil was having a celebratory banquet. This is in the Telegraph. And a prank was played by two well-known actors pretending to be part of the gathering. Is Just Stop Oil a rising story, Joe? We have less than a minute. Or has it passed its prime and is now being joked about on the BBC?
I think that they are reaching the point where a lot of their disruptive anti-fossil fuel protests are actually working against them, because the public mood is, you know, really noticeably started to shift about a lot of these protests, and patience is wearing out. So I think that they will probably keep going because they have the passion of the fanatic about them, but it will become less and less effective the more of these protests they do.
The most striking detail was Just Stop Oil. Several of the young people charged on the field, the pitch, during the Ashes match, Australia-England, at Lord's, the very famous cricket facility. And one very strong cricketer carried one of the protesters off under his right arm, just carried him off the field. It was spectacular. Huge applause. Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.